Blog Talk Radio.
Southern Smoke.
Killing them in the street.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
Hey, my favorite three. My bitch, my money, my weed.
Weed.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
Consume my favorite three.
I'm smoking that shit you can't get for the loan. I'm counting up dope and hit up my home. I'ma pick her up, blow with her, then take her home. I'ma tear that ass up, I'm in that type of zone. I fuck with the loud, I can't leave it alone. I smoke it like squares, need a pack of my own. Smoking this weed, counting this money. About to get hit, I'm relaxing at home. I ain't stressing for shit, but these niggas is dope. They ain't hitting these hoes, they ain't getting no dope. They ain't rolling up dope, that's regular smoke. This shit I fuck with is a heavier dose. I chill with my bitch, she pulling the dope. I ain't asked her to do it, she already know she a ride of that bitch, and I know it for sure. She all in for me like I am for my team. It's Prodigy, baby, we bout to be on. Hitting this road and doing these shows. We gon' count up this money and do it some more. And do it the most of the new money coming. While cheapin' on strong and it's out like we drumming. We all in, I said it, I meant it, we coming. There's players on top of the game or nothing. I'm doing this math, I'm smoking this gas.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
Hey, my favorite three. My bitch, my money, my weed.
Southern Smoke.
In the mood for that
feeling.
We lit and I'm sipping.
Sipping.
My bitch texting, she miss me. So
yeah.
I'm finna slide through and go get her. Now I'm kicking it with my lady tonight.
Yeah.
Put some old money in the safe for the night. Yeah. Some old weed, know I'm finna blaze her right. Then I kiss that pussy like it saved my life. Yeah, I work that pussy like it paid my life.
Life.
My rent, my condo.
No,
yeah, I hop off in that shit like a fucking combo. In the corner, back up in the hood. Talking that money like a nigga got a crush. Shit, I got a thing for this money, getting this weed. Shit on my bitch, paper, get my gun.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
Hey, them my favorite three. My bitch, my money, my weed.
Southern Smoke.
All I need is my weed.
Yeah.
So I can supply these smokers.
Smoke.
Time to close this deal.
Okay.
About to meet with my broker. All my niggas get blowed.
Yeah.
And they hate to be sober.
Sober.
On fuck with no bitch. Unless she got a mind like Oprah.
Go.
You can tell it's that time of the month. The way my fingers crap
okay.
Up. I'm counting all of this money. These rappers hate that I'm racked up. These niggas like my kids. They get punished when they act up.
Yeah.
They remind me of invested money. Cause y'all music career is wrapped up.
Okay.
All I do is count money.
Count money.
8 quarters and ounce money.
Ounce money.
All the bitches I fuck with is all about money.
About money.
Don't start no shit. Cause I got niggas that will fight for me.
Yeah.
For no fee before flat fee. They'll shoot and take your life.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
Hey, my favorite three. My bitch, my money, my weed.
Weed.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
I just wanna smoke my weed, fuck my bitch and count my money.
Yeah.
Condemn my favorite three. My bitch, my money, my weed.
Weed.
I just wanna
smoke.
Yeah, here we are. Another Friday night with nothing to lose. Wow, how about that? That opening song with I Just Wanna from one of our featured guests here tonight, number one players out of Gary, Indiana, and that's from their latest mixtape called Put Us in the Game 2, second quarter, and they had a mixtape prior to that called Number One Players, Put Us in the Game. These guys have a lot going on, and bring them on here in just a few minutes and discuss all that. But in the meantime, I'm going to bring on my my co-hosts here, Mr. Michael D. Kaczynski and Dr. Quinn. Hello. Hello,
yeah,
Dr.
Hola,
Quinn.
Mr.
Hello, Dr. Quinn, you there?
I'm here.
Well, how about that? Dr. Quinn shows up on time for once. Reverend Dr. Quinn.
Blow it away.
Yeah, you know what? Where's Walter Beck? Walter Beck. We'll put an APB out for him. Maybe he'll show up here again real soon. But yeah, wow.
I'm playing a booze run.
A beer run? I bet. No, he doesn't drink beer. He drinks some of that hardcore
stuff. Booze. Wild Turkey 101.
Right, he's a boozer. He doesn't dick around with that cheap ass beer, really. But yeah, wow, we have a great lineup tonight. You know, number one player out of Gary, Indiana, excellent rap band, and they have a great story. So, I mean, it's just you've heard about, you know, the CBS Sports thing and all that, how they kind of got connected with that, and everything's just kind of been, you know, a springboard from there, and it's going to be really cool, and they have a really cool sound. I like the sound, and it's going to be fun to talk to them, and, you know, our other guest later tonight, for the second hour, is going to be Pleasant Gaiman. She is, oh my gosh, she's like a Renaissance woman. I mean, she writes poetry, she is an actress, she's a professional belly dancer, and, yeah, she's going to be very interesting to talk to her and see what she has, you know, tell us and all that. And she's from out of Hollywood, California. But anyhow, you know, currently here, I find it kind of creepy, this whole cyber stalking thing. Mr. Kaczynski, we recently talked about, you know, this whole satellite photos thing. I think you recently just stalked me online via a satellite. Is that correct? I mean,
I did more than stalk you. I surveyed your own neighborhood and did reconnaissance.
And isn't that creepy that somebody can do that? I mean, that is, I mean, that's something. I mean, as far as, like, privacy goes, and as far as, like, you know, freaking 1984.
I drove through your whole neighborhood on my computer.
Right. Now, okay, so have you...
everything.
Yeah, and isn't that kind of a weird and creepy thing that people can do that so easily? They can find out your phone number, your address. They can see your house. They can see your neighborhood.
Well, I actually had to use your wife's name to find out your address. When I looked at you, I got your mom's. Remember, I got everything to do about your mom when I looked at you.
Uh-huh.
I got her address, her phone number.
Stalking my mom too, huh? You want to prank call her tonight, baby? Yeah, no, probably not a good idea. I promised her we would never prank call her anymore. So, I mean, what do you guys think about this? I mean, this is Big Brother. I mean, this is 1984. This is, you know what I mean? It's just, what is privacy nowadays? What constitutes privacy? Is there any
Nothing.
Such thing in this new cyber age as privacy? Honestly, what do you guys
Nope.
think?
Nope, not at all.
Nope, yeah, exactly.
There's no
okay.
such thing as privacy. I mean, honestly, if we're going to be honest, you know, if you can look up something like that, and here's something even creepier, you do know that if you take pictures with your phone, if you don't turn off the geotagging, somebody who knows what to look for can find out exactly where you are on the picture.
Yep, they can trace you all the way back to where you took it. It's crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
Crazy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys have obviously traced me to this whorehouse I've checked into, and I'm broadcasting live from right now.
No.
In Illinois.
I haven't.
what are you wearing in the whorehouse?
I'm wearing a diaper and nothing else. This is soil diaper, and you know what? The whores, they don't care. Probably because I paid them. No. But seriously, yeah, we have a great show lined up tonight. And you know, I thought Walter Beck was going to be on here soon so we could talk about his... He has a new Saturday night show that he has going on. It started last week. Yeah.
Walter
Beck has it.
Isn't he had it down for the for his Civil War reenactment business?
I was hoping he would be able to make it down for the 100,000 billion trillion poets for change tomorrow in Danville, Illinois, but I don't know if he's going to be able to. I mean, you know, given the fact he is a Civil War reenactor and and a poet and a writer and all that, you would think, wow, that'd be killer made for him. But I don't know. I don't know if he can. He seems to be like a busy guy. He has a lot going on. But he has this show called The Rainbow Asylum that he co-hosts with Mr. Mike Shipley, a.k.a. Mikester. And it's on Saturday night, I guess, 11 p.m. Eastern time. And I guess their call-in number is 347-308-8386. And I listened into their first episode, and it was pretty good, actually. It actually cracked me up. But yeah, hopefully Walter Beck, when he's done with his booze run, he can join us here. But anything else, guys? We got the 100,000 poets thing for change going on here tomorrow, right here in Illinois, Danville. We're going to be hanging out in a little hut in a park with a bunch of
people. What are you going to change? Driving for change? Yeah, you're tired.
I have to change my underwear at least once this weekend.
I will definitely change my diaper at least once. I'll soil it. And I will. I have a union teppy. I'll be wearing a union teppy and rainbow suspenders. A teppy. Oh, okay. See, you obviously, Dr. Quinn, you have no idea about the Civil War and what soldiers really wore during the Civil War. Wow. Gonna have to give you some education there on that, Dr. Quinn. seriously, it'll be a fun time. It's gonna be a fun time. We're gonna have like food, booze, and all that good stuff, and hang out in the park, and probably go out, you know, bar hopping afterwards. We're gonna change something. Maybe we'll change our moods. We'll be like in a shitty mood at first, and hungover, and then go at it. Couple hours later, they're bar hopping. But yeah, it's always good time.
Booze makes you feel better.
absolutely. Dr. Quinn, did you have some football games this evening or what?
I did. I covered a game tonight, and it was Andrean versus Highland. It was a complete shutout.
Oh yeah.
Andrean beat shit out of Highland, 42-0.
Okay, are you getting more adept at covering the football and learning more about
really,
it?
No. You know, again, I can do the after, I can do the interviewing, but stats are still... I got through probably the first quarter, but the big joke tonight was how I lost the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, there was a game... And by 9:30, it was like, okay, game's over. And I was like, well, wait, is it because of the slaughter rule? No.
They have a slaughter rule in high school football?
No.
Wow, I didn't.
No.
Or they call it the mercy rule.
Yeah.
Mercy rule, not slaughter rule. Come on now.
Well, okay, mercy, whatever, but that wasn't what happened. That was... I actually just went ahead and missed the whole third quarter, or most of it. Or no, it wasn't the third quarter. It was the fourth quarter that I missed.
I was going to say, there are four quarters in a football game.
But no, I know that. I know that. But, yeah, so all of a sudden...
That's the name quarter.
Derp. So, yeah, the fourth quarter just completely disappeared on me. I don't know where it went.
So here's the fun thing. Dr. Quinn, where exactly is it? You live there in northern Indiana, pretty close to Gary, Indiana?
I don't live in Gary. I live in I live in a town next to Gary. I touch Gary.
Okay.
I touch its very west side.
Very west side. Okay. So, well, you know, one of our featured guests here, number one players, which is actually a trio.
I know. Are they on
yet?
Yeah,
from Gary, Indiana. I mean, how awesome is that? I mean, that's, you know, the Midwest and everything with a cool rap band like that. They have some really cool stuff going on. And, yeah, you know, it's a trio. We got T-Turner, O-Dog, and Playo and all that. And we're going to bring them on here in just about, you know, just a minute or so. But, you know, I want to play real quick before we bring them on. I want to play their little tune from that was featured for CBS Sports Inside College Football, which, you know, I saw this video and I heard the song. It blew me away. It blew me away. We're going to play it. We're going to bring them on, okay? Here we go.
Wait for the kickoff, I'ma run downfield faster than Sonic the Hedgehog. I blitz, got the other team puzzled. Jigsaw, surrounded through the ball and double covers, and it got picked off.
It's game time and I'm in it, gonna run this like Emmy. They say that I'm the one, like a dollar or a penny, and that I'll never audible in practice or a scrimmage or a game. I'm the same, I can taste the Hall of Fame.
Every day I'm getting ready for the game. I gotta be ahead of the rest. I don't use words like competition, cause it ain't none. We the best. What we want, the BCS. Put it in our GPS. The whole world watching us. CBS Sportsnet.
It's that college football.
Yeah, man, and that was number one players. They somehow got involved with CBS Sports, and I think that was a big springboard for them. You know, I'm going to bring number one players on right now. I'm not sure which, if it's going to be T-Turner or O-Dog or Playo here we have on, but I'm going to bring them on here. Here we go, and let's talk about this. You know, their latest mixtape, actually, is Put Us in the Game 2, second quarter, and they have another mixtape called Number One Players, Put Us in the Game. Out already. Let's bring them on.
Hello.
Hello, Number One Player. Are you there? Hello,
hey,
Number One Player. Hey, who we talk to? T-Turner, O-Dog, or Playo? Is this Playo?
You listen. I'm talking to all of us.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
All three of you guys are there. Sweet. All right. Wow, man. I tell you what. When I first saw that video for the, I'm a huge football fan, college, NFL, whatever. And I saw it. I was like, wow, blown away. And then I saw the college basketball thing you guys did. That's just amazing. I mean, amazing, and it's really good. How did that come about? I mean. Well, first of all, before we even go there, how did you guys all come together and form Number One Players? I mean, how'd that even come about? What was the origin?
Well, number one, as far as the group, the Number One Players, the name of Number One Players, you want to know how that came about?
Uh-huh. And how long have you guys known each other? How long has this sort of this collaboration been going on?
This Playo, me and O-Dog, we actually brothers. We grew up together. So, yeah, we brothers. We grew up together. We the ones that thought of Number One Players as the group. And we met T. Turner back in like 2001 when we were staying in Hammond, Indiana. We heard him on somebody else's mixtape. We was like, man, this dude, cause he can rap. So we snuck him. Back then we was kids, so we had to sneak him in the house because my daddy wasn't. He didn't want us to have company, so we snuck him. So we snuck him in the house to do music, and ever since then, you know, he's been rocking with us, and all three of us been number one players ever since then. And, in 2005 is when we really started spending money on our career and started doing shows and really trying to get ourselves out there.
Wow. Okay. Well, okay. See, I'm really fascinated by this whole genesis and origin of Number One Players and how you guys got involved with CBS Sports. I mean, I understand. It had something to do with a local basketball player there, right? I mean,
which one?
How, Huh?
No, I was asking the gentleman which one. Which basketball player?
Yeah, we did a song about Cody Zeller.
Cody Zeller.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
Cody
right.
Zeller. And how did that? I mean, what's your affiliation with Cody Zeller? Is he into rap and music or anything like that?
I mean, we've been out there in Bloomington, Indiana. We've been out there campaigning and marketing our music. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, Indiana University, their basketball team was like in first place. They were doing real good. So you know what I'm saying? A couple of people out there in Bloomington was like, it'd be a cool idea for y'all to do a song after they basketball star Cody Zeller, you know what I'm saying? So we actually did it, and it just, like, took off from there.
Hey, guys,
wow.
Is Cody a local boy, or?
You say that? Say that again?
I said, is Cody a local boy?
No, actually, he just got drafted to the NBA.
Right, right, but is he from our parts or not?
Yeah, Yeah, he's from Washington, but he transferred to IU Bloomington out here in Indiana. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So everybody kind of like supported him. He was a big asset to the team, so you know we just got behind that and we just took off from there.
Okay, awesome. Okay, but he wasn't from NWI originally.
No. I believe he's actually
okay.
He's originally from Washington, but he transferred to IU Bloomington.
Okay, that's cool.
All right.
Well, okay, so here's what I find fascinating, too, is, okay, so how did you guys approach CBS Sports? I mean, how did you, okay, you did this whole Cody Zeller tribute kind of song or whatnot, and for CBS, you know, Sports. I mean, I find that fascinating. How did you guys get in contact with them? How did that happen? I mean, that's really amazing.
It was amazing, you know, how they contacted us because, I guess we did that video for Cody Zeller and we put it on YouTube. In some type of way, they seen it on YouTube and they emailed us and asked us for permission to air the Cody Zeller song on Inside College Basketball. So we gave them permission to do it. They aired it twice. They aired it a couple times, actually. And then they asked us, they said, well, we want you guys to do the theme song for Inside College Football. You guys think y'all can do that? And we was like, yeah, we can do it.
Wow.
We went in the studio. We created the song. We sent it to them. You know, they liked it. They just wanted to change a few little things. We changed a few little things for them. And next thing you know, they was flying us to California, to Pasadena, California, and to film the video at the Rose Bowl Stadium.
That is
what's
amazing.
What's that like to turn that on and see your song as the theme song, man?
Man, coming from Gary, Indiana, man, that shit is real huge for us because right now we the faces of Gary, Indiana on national TV. So right now that's real huge for us and for the whole city and whole.
Yeah, I find it completely amazing too, and I love that video. The little 1 minute strip, you know, with the song for CBS Sports. College football, it's just, I'm an Ohio State boy, you know, I'm from Ohio, so I'm an Ohio State fan, and there's a lot of, like, little clips in that video from Ohio State, seriously, though, it's really good, and man, that has to be, like, one hell of an experience to fly out there, California, to do that. What was that like for you guys? Doing, you know, making a video. I mean, how long did it take and all that? I mean,
I mean, it was definitely a stepping stone for us, you know what I'm saying, just to actually be treated like artists, you know what I'm saying? CBS actually flew us out, paid for the plane tickets, you know what I'm saying? The hotel was all good, you know what I'm saying? Everything was good. We got picked up in a real nice car, you know what I'm saying? The service was real good. But, you know, once we got out there, it was strictly business, you know what I'm saying? We got on the set at about 5 o'clock p.m. We didn't leave at about 1 o'clock a.m., so, you know what I'm saying? We definitely put it.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I have a lot of experience in, like, filmmaking and all that, and I've been involved with making commercials and films and stuff like that, too. Absolutely. It's long and it's grueling. It looks glamorous when it's all done and edited and all that, but the actual process, man, it's fun and exciting, but at the same time, it It's kind of rough.
It's
a long hour. That,
at the end of the day, it's definitely work. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think it's all fun. You know what I'm saying? But you really
right.
got to, you know what I'm saying, focus and you got to work.
Absolutely. But, man, this has been a great stepping stone for you guys. I mean, that's amazing that you guys made that leap, you know. And, okay, so did you guys have number one players, that your first mixtape? Like, did that come out, like, just prior or what to this whole experience?
Our first mixtape put us in the game. That was our first mixtape as number one players. We actually put it out. Online. Number one players, we actually dropped the mixtape. We actually dropped the album in 2003 called Can You Relate when we was in high school.
Uh-huh, okay.
And we passed it out in the high schools in this area and stuff like that. But number one players has been a name around Gary for a long time. We just now finally getting our national exposure, and we finally reaching out to the people that we need to reach out to get us out there.
And you guys, you have your own label called POTOTG, which stands for Players on Top of the Game, correct?
Exactly. And to pronounce that is Prodigy. Prodigy Records. Like Prodigy, but take the R out. Prodigy.
Cool. I like that. Wow.
Yeah. So we got a lot going on, and you know, we just trying to continue to make moves and capitalize PBS Sports opportunity. You know what I mean?
Right. So what's that PBS Sports experience? I mean, has it helped? I mean, did that help you guys? Like, I mean, it's helped you with exposure, obviously, but has it helped you guys financially to, you know, keep your vision going and keep your art going as far as making these mixtapes, et cetera?
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm gonna use a metaphor for you. It's kind of like rehab. It's kind of like rehabbing a house, right? You know, when you buy a house, you buy a foreclosed house that needs work done. You know, you got to spend all this money to fix it up. We was that foreclosed house that needed to be fixed up. CBS came through and invested money in us and fixed us up and raised our market value up. Now we can charge for our services and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. Well, you got a damn thing wrong with that? That's awesome.
Yeah, so, that's what it's about. It just pretty much stuff us, especially in our area. Everybody out here know that we on TV, and you know we right now we got paid a couple features already. People have paid us for a couple features, do a couple features already. So you know it pretty much raised our market value up. We're grateful for it, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean. We definitely appreciate the opportunity, but you know the buck don't stop here. You know what I mean. We got to work harder now. You know what I mean? We got to work harder because we got to accomplish something better than that now.
Right.
So you guys have more going on with CBS Sports? Any more potential? I mean, you've done the basketball thing. You've done the college football intro. You guys, do you guys have an exclusive contract with them or anything? Or has this, like, opened things even wider for you guys with others?
The contract we signed for them was just for the football, for the college football season. I don't know what they have up their sleeves as far as we're working with us in the near future. But right now we just signed the contract for the football thing to be on TV. We're on TV about 2-3 times a week, every day. I mean, every week. So,
you know,
it's a good look for us.
You can't beat that. I mean, especially coming from Gary, Indiana, you know, I mean, you don't hear, I mean, the Midwest, I think, at this point, has become sort of a hotbed, and not only for, you know, like rappers, artists, musicians, poets, or whatnot, but it's kind of a hotbed. The Midwest is kind of a hotbed, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, rap music and all that. You always hear about East Coast versus West Coast and all that crap like that.
Right.
You know what? The whole Midwest, you know, it has its own culture too, man, and it doesn't get represented enough, I don't think. And I think it's really cool that you guys have, you know, you're going beyond that whole East Coast versus West Coast stereotype that I think a lot of people, you know, think
at
is.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's about, you know what I'm saying, it's about time for the Midwest, you know what I'm saying. We've been
undercover for so long. Like you say, it's been East Coast, then it's been West Coast, then it's been South, you know what I'm saying? So it's pretty much our turn, you know what I'm saying? The game shifting over to the Midwest right now, literally where everybody knows, you know what I'm saying? All these other coaches, they did good. They did their thing, you know what I'm saying? I give them props in the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? The game finna shift over to the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? We just happy and appreciative to be like, you know what I'm saying? We represent Gary, Indiana, you know what I'm saying? We putting it out there with the whole CBS thing, you know what I'm saying? So we
that
just
going to
take it from there.
Yeah, that is awesome. And then you, how is this going for you guys with the number one players put us in the game and put us in the game two, second quarter on, pat this. I mean, how's that working out for you guys? I've noticed you guys have gotten tons and tons of downloads and hits.
Definitely. It's doing real good, man. Like when we came back together as a group, you know what I mean? We actually had to start from scratch. Like, we didn't have no music as a group because we were all doing solo projects prior to this. But you know what I'm saying? We done put together the first mixtape. We was on college campuses on the road, you know what I'm saying, promoting, marketing, campaigning. We were still recording the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? We did that, dropped the next one. We got an EP coming soon, too, you know what I'm saying? Put us in the game. Halftime show is definitely coming soon, you know what I'm saying? So they can look forward to that.
So, you guys have all this going on, but as far as, let's see here. Hold on a second.
I've got a question.
Okay, what?
Okay, guys, where are you calling from right now?
We're calling from Gary, Indiana right now, 219.
Well, I know exactly where, I know you're calling from Gary, but where exactly in Gary are you?
We're in the studio right now.
Okay.
Studio.
Where's the studio?
Working late?
Yes. Say that again?
I said, where is the studio?
We're on 5th right now. We're on 5th Avenue.
Okay.
We're right by the Railcast Stadium.
Okay. So, I could, like, be there in, like, 15 minutes. That's what I'm saying. Where exactly are you? Because I know exactly where you guys are at.
Come too, you know. And we party. You know what I'm saying? We popping bottles right now. You know what I'm saying? We having a good time.
All right. Well, that's what I like to hear.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, here's my next question is, okay, how involved are you guys when you're, you know, doing one of your albums? How much are you involved as far as the technical aspect, as far as engineering and all that?
We do everything. The only thing we don't do is make our beats. We deal with other producers, but as far as mixing and mastering, and recording ourselves, we do all of that, all ourselves. Like, we do all the engineering. We do all that work ourselves. Yeah.
How's that work out?
Like, I heard you play I Just Wanna, and I heard you play the CBS song. Like, if you hear the quality on that, that's all us. So we did all that ourselves.
Really?
Excellent.
Wow. We've been recording ourselves.
Look, check this out. When we first started recording, we decided that we wanted to do music when we was about 8-9 years old. We asked our father to buy us like a little karaoke machine, remember the walkie-talkies back in the day? Boom, it was like a boom box. It was like walkie-talkie boom box, but we could record ourselves. And ever since then, we've been upgrading our recording. We've been learning about, you know, studios and how to perfect our sounds. And we've been recording ourselves since we was about 8-9 years old. We haven't never been out of the studio since then.
So you guys have your own little studio that you put together, how's that collaborative thing work for you guys?
I wouldn't say little studios, but yeah, we definitely got our own studio. We work in Pro Schools, MacBook Pro, you know, we got the whole professional setup.
Wow, professional setup. So you engineer your own albums and songs or whatnot. Do you do that also and produce for other musicians?
You know what? You know what? We used to have a studio on Broadway in Maryville, and we used to open that up for the public for people to come in and record their music, and we charge them a little small fee. But you know what? Somebody broke into it and tried to steal all our equipment. We later found out who did and got all our equipment back. And ever since then, I'm not too fond about letting people into my studio.
No, I would imagine.
Wow.
So we just record ourselves. We got private studio sessions. We don't bring nobody in our studio. Like, you know, this is our career. This is how we make our money. This is how we provide for our family. So, you know, I don't want to bring nobody in here to try to sabotage my shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so have you, you guys have performed live? I mean, have you guys performed some live performances?
Oh, yeah. We got a show coming up October 25th with Keisha Kayor. We opened up for national artists like Soulja Boy, Yo Gotti, Future, Waka Flocka, Juvenile, Yin Yang Twins when they was doing their thing.
Oh my God.
Trina.
Wow.
Wiz Khalifa. You know, the list goes on.
We share
the same stage with a lot of national artists that's in the game right now.
Really? And what's that experience for you guys? I mean, what's it like performing live? I mean, it's got to be a little bit nerve-wracking. I mean, how do you feel before you get up on stage? I mean, how do you psych yourselves up? I mean, that's performing live is one thing. Doing a music video, yeah, you can first take, second take, third take, you mess up or whatever. But to be up there in front of a live audience and, you know, put yourself out there like that, it's a total different experience. I mean.
Right. Right. I mean, I would say, you know what I'm saying, every time we perform, it's always a little different, you know what I'm saying, because every crowd is a little different. But at the end of the day, once I get that mic in my hand and I hear my voice come out those, and then I look in the crowd and I look a couple people in the eyes and I see that they vibing with us, you know what I'm saying, it's like I'm right at the crib, you know what I'm saying? It just feels good. I love it.
All right, well, you know, hey, how about we play another one of your songs here, and we'll come right back, okay? We're going to play...
Can't play me, ho.
Ho? Can't play me, ho? Here we go.
Can't kill him!
Too hard to be no two, bitch.
Southern smoke!
Get up and get it, bitch.
just go to get dogs, don't try to play me. No, don't try to play me. I'm a motherfucking man for anything. Plus, I'm a player on top of the game. We are not none of these sucker motherfuckers that you fuck with. Keep it player, baby girl. She be lying like it's nothing gay. She talking like she ain't really got a nigga but an ex. Always hit the cell phone up ignite. She say he the stalking type. She a bullshitter. Want two teams to call a stadium home like the Staples Center. Don't try to play a player, baby. Get an unstable nigga. I can't go like my daddy told me no. But I fuck up like a hoe. Pussy ass in a throat. So vulgar. They say they want that real, but I'm licking handle the sugar coated. You can say I'm straight to the point, but you can't never call me bogus. But you can call me over for a night of fun. And I can touch your body like that's on Mariah's tongue. Take your breath away like a fired gun. Like a tired lung. Just don't stop lying.
No, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Now get it, bitch. Get it, bitch.
It's your boy Play, yo. Number one players in this bitch. Freddie Gibbs, I see you. Hey, how the fuck can I trust you when you always lying? Why do fools fall in love? Ask Frankie Lyman. I ask myself the question like I'm studying for a final. I try to convince myself I don't love you. Now that's denying you. Like a scratched up CD, bitch, you can't fucking play me. Now you can't touch me like I got rabies. Every bitch I fuck with, I score like I'm KD. Even if you had pepper spray, bitch, you couldn't faze me. I must have been sprayed with bug repellent, cause bitch, I'm off you. Every time I speak the name, I get a taste that's awful. And since I'm a bad boy, I was gonna pay for your law school. How can I lead you when you don't listen to what I taught you? I remember when I told your mother her daughter's hot. Nah, I don't trust you, my heart protected like an Autobot. You tried to play me, but I caught your ass in an act. These niggas talk that shit, but I'm really seeing stack.
No, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Get up, now get it, bitch. Get it, bitch. Get up and get it, bitch.
Yeah, T. Turner, AKA Stunner. Yeah, I ain't finna play these games. This bitch ain't worth my quarters. She broke out of order. Give me that top, I ain't going no lower. First she said her head one killing. Now she wanna talk to her lawyer. I seen plenty hoes on the stand, and they pleaded after the fourth one. These hoes ain't working hard. Doing dick support them. I'm like free orgies and oral. Niggas tricking off, it ain't normal. I ain't breaking bread with these hoes. I'd rather be my dick to a porno. I want pure head, no cut. Let them lame niggas be a Zorro. Get your face ice cream paint job. Baby, I can be your Zorro. I see your head on my head. So I'ma tag you in this photo. She wanna smash, but I'm gon' pass. Cause I want what's above her torso. I ain't no Mexican, I don't need cat. But I'ma get head, cause fucking is boring.
No, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Nah, you can't play that hoe. Get up, now get it, bitch. Now get it, bitch. Get up and get it, bitch. Get up and get it, bitch.
So hey guys, all right. Number one player.
Yeah.
T. Turner, O-Dog, and Playo. I got to ask you guys, what's some of your number one influences as far as rap music and or any type of music, and why did you guys get into, you know, the whole musical thing? I mean, I know some of mine. I can tell you some of mine, but I would like to hear some of your influences.
Where? I'm gonna answer, and then I'm gonna let everybody answer. We gonna all tell you guys who our major influences are. This player right now, my major influence in this music game. I'm gonna keep it real. Like I was watching Master P. Like when he was coming up, some of the CDs up the trunk. Like that really influenced me. Like man, if he can do that shit, I can do it. You know what I mean? Like He really made a real impact on me, letting me know that I could push my music out the trunk, and that's what we started doing. That's what we, after a while, we started pushing my music out the trunk. We sold about 10,000-11,000 copies out of our trunk in Gary, Indiana alone. So
uh-huh.
I see it'd be my as far as business wise, it'll be one of my phones. But as far as musical wise, I got to give it up to Tupac, because Tupac touched a lot of souls. Tupac touched a lot of people out here, and that's what I want to do with my music. I want to touch people, you know what I mean? I want people to be able to relate to my music, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's Playo, my inspirations, you know, I'm out.
What it is, it's your boy Odai. I mean, musical inspirations for me, I would say, of course, like you said, people like Master P, people like Jay-Z. I respect Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, because he's a businessman. He got in the game. People like, even like Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross, he bossing up right now in the game, you know what I'm saying? He came in as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, he the captain of his team. He got his own label, you know what I'm saying? He putting out his guys, you know what I'm saying? Everybody eating, everybody getting rich, you know what I'm saying? So that's my whole outlook with this whole music, you know what I'm saying? Let's all eat, let's all get rich. So I'm going to just keep it at that. Hold on.
What's up? It's your boy, T. You hear me?
Yeah,
this is your boy. Some of my major influences will have to be all the independent artists, you know what I'm saying, such as Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? Like, he became a millionaire out being independent. Mac Miller, I'm pretty sure he touched the mill by now being independent. Like, I'm all for independent, man. Like fuck a record label, man. You can do it yourself, man. You're going to appreciate it more, you know what I'm saying, putting in all the grind.
Right.
And struggling and putting your all into it. You know what they say, like, if you get some easy money, this shit going to go fast, and you ain't going to appreciate it. But when you work hard for something, man, you're going to appreciate that shit. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, independent artists, they know what it is. They know what it means to, you know what I'm saying, have to work hard for something. So I'm all for the independent grind.
Oh, yeah. The independent artists, be it musicians, writers, poets, painters, or comic book creators or whatnot. Yeah, and, you know, that's something I find fascinating, too, is all this technology we have at our hands right now as far as musicians and everything. I mean, wow, think about the generation before us or, you know, 20 years before us. We didn't have all
the technology
accessible to us. It's amazing what we can do with all the social networking and everything else. How much do you think that has benefited you guys as far as, you know, the social networking and the technology and the internet? I mean, that it's a big deal.
I mean, technology and internet definitely have benefited us in a great deal, because, like, we can put our music out on deadpiff.com for free.
Right.
Everybody can download
it.
You know, we don't have to, you know, everybody around the whole world can download our music for free. You know, we don't have to go to them personally and give them my mixtape. So the internet works for us a great deal. And, you know, but we also put a lot of work in ourselves as far as footwork. We'll go out and pass out our CDs. Like right now, we pressed up 10,000. I repeat, 10,000 copies. And passing off out in IU Bloomington, you know, for free, you know, basically for free. So, with the 20,000 downloads that we got online, add that with another 10,000 copies that we put out for free on our feet, you know what I mean? And, you know, men lie, women lie, numbers don't, you know? And them just numbers that we doing right now.
Wow. Man, yeah, that's – yeah, and it's a double – you know, if you want to, like, use a metaphor, it's sort of like a – two-front war. You know, you got the internet, you got all that access, get as much exposure as you can on there, but then you also have to go out and hit the streets on foot and try to distribute and expand as much as you can in that way, too. And, wow, that's very admirable, man. That's cool. And you know, that takes a lot. I mean, damn. Yeah. Okay.
I'm being serious.
I've been involved in all this stuff in my own way, so I know exactly where you guys are coming from. I'm not a musician, but I'm a publisher or whatnot and all that. So I know I've been down that avenue, and I find that very admirable that you guys, even though you got all this exposure online, you still do the bricks and mortar sort of like established sort of like, okay, we're handing out our stuff, you know, here it is, you know.
That's, to be honest, man, that's like a big step in this game, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing that the internet can do. It can kind of like disable artists, you know what I'm saying? If you look, I feel like if they depend just on the internet, solely on the internet, and they don't want to put in no footwork, you know what I'm saying, then I
right.
believe that it kind of enable the artist. So we definitely hit the pavement hard. We definitely push a lot of units. We push flyers out there, posters out there. We trying to be seen as much as we can be seen.
Absolutely. Flyers and yeah, absolutely. It requires getting out there and physically. I mean, yeah, the internet is one thing, but getting out there physically and making a true connection with your audience and your potential audience or potential new fans, yeah, that is awesome, man. Gosh, you guys have your shit going on. I'm telling you, you guys ain't number one players for no reason.
No, even if you listen to the record label, man, it's called Players on Top of the Game. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely try to stay on top of our shit, man. We ain't trying to get in the game like a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to get in the game and be starstruck. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to get in the game. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of people get in the game kind of fresh and kind of naive. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to get in the game. Like, we trying to have our business together. You know what I'm saying? Have our focus together. We done did business with a gang of celebrities already. So, you know what I'm saying? We way past that phase of being excited off somebody's status. You know what I'm saying? So
we
just out here taking that business, man. We trying to get there, get to that finish line, put us in the game. That's the whole campaign.
Right. So the whole dynamic between three of you, like I'm this one, I have to ask you. As far as like coming up with lyrics and or whatnot for each song, what's that interaction like for the three of you as a trio? I mean, I've never interviewed a trio of from a rap group together. I mean,
we're gonna be the best trio you ever interviewed. Around the whole world, trust me. You gonna remember this night. But as far as our chemistry in the studio, how we normally do it, we play a beat. You know, we all we find a beat that we all like, and we sit there and vibe to it. And okay, say Odal come up with a concept. You know, we run off that concept. He kind of might think of a little catchy hook. You know what I mean? Player might add something to that hook. Bam, the hook's done, and then individually we all write our own verse.
Ah, cool. So as far as the creative inspiration goes, when do you guys find that you get that creative like spark? Where does it happen? Will you just be like driving down the street or in the shower or something like that? Because I have found it just kind of it pops up at the most spontaneous and weirdest places. Like oh my god, that's cool.
You ain't never lie. It was a time where inspiration comes from like you say some of the craziest times. Like I was eating one time and I was hearing some lyrics in my head and I wrote them down on a napkin that I was I was supposed to use to write my hands on. You know what I mean? So, you do think of your most creative stuff, like, outside of the studio when you're just out and about in life and you seeing shit and you hearing stuff and it puts ideas, to your mind,
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Some of my weirdest, like, inspirations or whatnot have always happened, like, I've had to, like, write it down on a napkin or something. Like, I'll be at like, a fucking Denny at, like, 3 in the morning trying to sober up, and it's like I overhear some conversation of a couple of drunks behind me eating eggs and ham and pancakes, and be like, holy shit, that's a great idea for a poem or a great idea for a comic strip or something. you get the weirdest ideas. It's like boom, it just, you don't know when it's gonna happen. Or I'll be in the shower, just wash myself off.
When we in the shower, we all think we can sing. So.
That does seem to be like a common thing. Like people in the shower think they can sing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be singing my ass in the shower. I'll be on my, I think I'm Drake when I'm in the shower.
You guys are great, man. I tell you, it really inspires me to see creative folks, you know, from the Midwest, such as Number One Player, making it happen. And you guys are making it happen because, you know, screw the West Coast, the East Coast, and all of them. Yeah, they've had their time, but it's time for the Midwest, you know, this area, to, you know, step it up. And you guys are definitely stepping it up.
Yeah, man, it's definitely time for the Midwest to go ahead and knock some of these doors down and, you know, and put our footprints in this music industry. Because, you know, Midwest is slept on. I just don't understand it. Why every other area but the Midwest, you know, got plenty of artists that came out the area and became successful. In Midwest, we only got a few artists. Like, that don't make sense to me. So, you know, Number One Players, our job is to keep hitting the pavement, keep doing what we got to do to make sure we put on for our city and our region as a whole.
Right. Absolutely. You guys are doing some great stuff. You know what? How about we play one more song and just wrap it up here, because we have another guest coming up here in just a few minutes. Man, you guys, I mean, honestly, you guys have been great, and I'm a fan because, you know, I'm from Ohio, so I'm right there next to Indiana. And
so we talked out there, man, at Club Ritz out there in Dayton, Ohio before.
What's that? Dayton, Ohio?
In Dayton, Ohio at Club Ritz.
Really? When?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is actually like in 2008, 2009, somewhere around that time. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely came out there. We tore it up out there, man. We had fun in your area, man.
Wow. Well, you know what? We have to stay in touch, because if you guys come anywhere close to Dayton, Ohio, we're, you know, wow. Again, I mean, yeah. It'd be super awesome to meet you guys and. Yeah, to see you perform live and all that, and man, that would be great.
Oh, so, yeah, definitely. All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I say, yeah, we'll definitely be in touch, man. Anytime we come in the area, man, we're definitely going to hit you up, let you know what's up.
Yeah, right. Us Midwest folk, we got to stick together. All right. Yeah, I'm not kidding, though. I'm being serious. I'm really serious about this stuff.
Yeah, most definitely.
And, yeah, all right. So, Stumping on My Last Girl. Stumping on My Last Girl. Here we're going to go. We're going to stunt on our last girl. What's that mean, exactly? I got to ask, what's the inspiration for that title? What's that mean, Stumping on My Last Girl?
You got me stunting on my last girl.
Last girl, last
that means, you know what I'm saying, anytime you've been in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, you break up, you know what I'm saying, you always want to do better than your last situation, you feel me? You want to do better than your ex, you know what I'm saying? So whenever you get a girl that makes like you're doing better than your ex, better than your last situation, you know what I'm saying, then you stunning on your last girl, you feel me?
Perfect. That makes sense to me. That's perfect. All right, Sunny, my last girl, and then we'll be right back. We'll listen to this, and we'll be right back. We'll wrap it up, guys. You guys have been great. I'm telling you. I love it. I can't believe you guys been in my area before, too.
Southern Smoke, baby.
You got me stunning on my last girl. 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 stunting on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl.
You are so God, you are so Janet Jackson. I'ma play Tupac. Guess you could say I'm lucky. First seven crap shooter, cause you are so motherfucking hot. So July plus, you got a mind on ya, and your body ludicrous, got that shaking some fries on ya. I think I'm craving ya. My last girl played a lot of games like a stadium. That's why you're shitting on her like an 8 month baby. I do appreciate ya. I love to see you smile. I don't remember my last girl. You got me stuck on right now. You're like a blunt and nice loud. You know just how to relax me. So I'ma hold you down like an antique and weak. Ain't gonna trip about the past, girl. Fuck stuntin', baby, you shittin' on my last girl. And I know you probably don't believe me at times. Just put this song on repeat and you ride.
You got me
stuntin'
on my last girl. You got me stuntin' on my last girl. You got me stuntin' on my last girl. You got me stuntin' on my last girl.
She turned up.
Stuntin' on my last girl.
Booty fatter, my chick better. Stuntin' on my last girl. She get sick to her stomach when she see you make her ass hurl. It look like I'm on now, and you ain't a part of that world. Now she look at her dude crazy like he ain't what he do lately. Probably cause I'm on the pop and I'm stuntin' with my new lady. She doing bad with that old nigga, they making food stamp babies. LOL, I'm doing well in your situation, boo as hell. I'm through with you, I moved on and I kept going like yourself. You still stuck in that same spot, your life ain't shit, kill yourself. Swaggin' on my old girl like who the fuck is old girl. Treat her like she don't exist, she dead to me, black roses. My new chick is the coldest, my new chick is the coldest. Everything real I mean, ain't nothing bogus. Everything thick I mean, everything swollen from my purse game sack and I bought.
You got me
stuntin'
on my last girl. You got me stuntin' on my last girl. You got me stuntin' on my last girl. You got me stuntin' on my last girl. Stunting on my last girl.
You downgraded, yeah. And I upgraded, yeah. When you see us together, you looking frustrated. I was sucking on you, now we stunting on you. I see the stress in your face, it's constructing on you, yeah. I can tell you shitty, we was shaking ditty. You was sick and pretty, now you hitting skinny. You on the wrong mission, calling my phone, bitch. Y'all the same age, but she on her own business. She on some boss shit, you on that lost shit. You breath smell like ass, cause all you do is talk shit. And you gold plated, generic. She 14, Carrie, Jerry. And she keep me happy like a kid on Christmas Day. So I buy diamonds, Lisa Ray. This is why my attitude started shifting on you. Just throw her tools up.
You got me
stunting
on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl. Stunting on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl. You got me stunting on my last girl.
You're
shitting on my last girl. You're shitting on my last girl.
Call them smoke.
Hold up, nigga.
You gotta taste that weed, pussy, nigga. I'm talking about that chick, you, man. Know what I mean? I'm finna light one up for the world famous DJ Small, nigga. My brother, nigga. AKA Mr. Southern Smoke, nigga. Fuck you saying, boy.
You guys, wow. Stunting on your last girl there, huh? Like, oh, okay, so yeah, how about you stunted on your last girl?
Yeah, that's the one right there, man. Females gonna love that song right there.
That's great. Stunting on my last girl. Yeah. All right.
Oh,
shit. Hello? Hey, yeah. You guys, obviously, what if you was really inspired to write this song? Somebody stunned on their last girl. Something fierce.
I ain't gonna lie, I think we were just high as hell. We was in the studio, you know. Just,
what do you guys fess up? Just fess up.
What'd you say?
I said, what do you guys need to fess up? Who stunted on the last girl that inspired this?
Oh man, I knew situations, you know. My verse personally, you know, my verse I was talking about the mother of my child,
and the girl that I was with at the time, you know. So, you know, it was inspired by real life situation. I know my verse was inspired by my real life situation that was going on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
What? Hello? Hey, you guys have been great. Number one player.
Right.
Put us in the game. Put us in the game.
We
two, second
that.
Quarter. And yeah.
Oh,
that's you guys.
For free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's end with that. Let's let everybody know, you guys let everybody know how they can find your music and they can hear your stuff and be in contact with you guys, like via Twitter, Facebook, or whatnot.
You can find us on Twitter at Number One Players.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You got me cracking up, man. You can find us on Twitter.
Are you guys getting high right now?
No.
It sounds like you're talking on some of that Gary Indiana weed there.
I just want to smoke my weed, fuck my bitch, and count my money.
You guys feel like you're talking on the Gary and we did. It's some rough shit.
But for real though, they can find us at Twitter at Number One Players. They can find us on Instagram at Number One Players.
Yes.
They can find us on Facebook, Official Number One Players. And just search deathpimp.com. Search on deathpimp.com, Number One Players, and both our mixtapes will pop up. You know, download both of them joints. They're both classic mixtapes. And, you know, hey, we just need everybody to fuck with us, you know. We trying to do big things and represent for our city, so we just need to support. You know, I promise you y'all will love the music, you know. We make great music. We don't make none of that popcorn shit. We've been doing music for a long time. All our music comes from the heart, you know what I mean. And just support the people that's making the good music, you know what I mean. Number One Players. You know, put us in the game. It's a campaign. Gary, Indiana, stand the fuck up. We out here.
Right. Hey. Yeah. I know. You guys are doing anything but the popcorn shit. And that's one of the reasons I'm excited to have you guys on tonight. You guys have been fun and great. Swear to God, you guys have been great. And, you know, I love your sound. And I'm a big rap fan myself. You know, I grew up, I'm probably way older than you guys. And I grew up with my favorite bands were like N.W.A. and Eazy-E.
We got a track that you're gonna love on Put Us in the Game 2 Second Quarter. This track number 12 is called Fuck the Police. You know what I'm saying? So
fuck
if you fuck
police,
with N.W.A.
I saw that.
That's
homage to Fuck the Police. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I heard it. I get it. Yep. Absolutely. That's awesome. You guys have been great. And we definitely, I mean, we got to stay in touch. And thank you so much for being on, guys. Number One Players, I tell you. Number One Players, Put Us in the Game. Second Quarter, out now, right, on DatPiff. And Number One Players, Put Us in the Game. And these fellas, they've been on CBS Sports, and they're on CBS Sports like 2-3 times a week. I mean, that's very admirable. And you guys, plus that, you guys are just laid back and down to earth and just, goddamn, just fun to hang out with here. I love it. You guys have been great, you know, and it's just, and go Midwest. Screw the East Coast and the West Coast. Go Midwest.
yeah, Midwest, we in here, man. GI-219, you know what I'm saying? POCOCGN1P, that's the initials. Players on top of the game, we in here. Number One Players, we out here, man. It's been fun. We fucked with y'all.
It's been great, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out. I look forward to talking to you guys again sometime in the future here. We definitely have to stay in touch. Guys?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Definitely, man.
Yeah. Take it easy, guys. All right. Good night.
And we'll see you later, man.
Yeah.
All right,
adios.
Later.
All right, adios.